right, good morning, Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hola.
And welcome to January.
January?
Specifically for you, Kelly, and the ladies within the sound of my voice.
I don't think I like the sound of it already.
January is the name that is to encourage women to stop shaving, waxing, or plucking.
Stop it. No.
In January.
No.
To help normalize body hair.
No, we're not normalizing body hair.
We can normalize body hair. That's fine.
I don't think we need to normalize body hair. I like it when we're taking care of it.
January, Kelly.
No, I don't think. Uh-uh. No, we have friends that talk all the time on the radio about ways to get rid of that. Or, you know, and shave it up and all the things. I think we're doing great. We're doing great.
This isn't a new thing. I guess it debuted a few years ago, back in 2019. The official Instagram account has over 40,000 people following it. So
why are we doing that? Why are we doing that?
Again,
a small poll. Anybody like to see hairy armpits on ladies? Hairy legs? Anybody enjoy that? Anybody? I don't see a lot of hands going up.
I'm not saying that. I say it mostly because I know that you will not ever support something like that.
No, sir. No, sir. In fact, I can't. No. No. The Lord blessed us with razors. And
the Lord also blessed you with hair. Yeah,
but then he was just like, you know what? Maybe that was a flaw.
Maybe that was wrong. maybe I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, maybe in my design. Now that in hindsight,
you know, she can put on a sweatshirt. She doesn't necessarily need to have hair to keep her warm.
Maybe he's just like, all right, Adam, you look good. Eve, I'm not sure.
Yeah, calling it liberating this month. Well, you know, there was No Shave November. That was for the dudes. So why not have something for the ladies? January. I like the sound of it, too. January.
No, I don't. I don't.
I think it's fun.
I'd be on board with it if we were showcasing different hairstyles or something. If you want to, take that angle. But here's what I'm always guessing. And I need to ask someone with armpit hair. It's if you use a solid deodorant, how doesn't that get chunky? And how does that, can you get through the forest to the skin?
Are you asking me if I have chunky underarm deodorant?
Well, I'm asking, what kind of, are you a spray kind of guy? How does that work?
Oh, I don't have spray.
That's a barrier.
What is it? 1982?
There's lots of good sprays out there.
Are there?
Yes.
For underarms?
Yes.
I have not seen I've seen body sprays. I haven't seen underarm.
My son uses a spray deodorant. It works pretty well. It smells delightful.
Interesting.
They smell
all right.
Sprays too. Yeah.
No, I would say the technology in deodorant has advanced where
it gets
through the forest. It doesn't leave clumps, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Well, see, that's what I was asking.
But no.
I want to avoid that if I can.
Yeah, I think you can avoid clumps.
Yeah,
Kelly. There are even by your own admission,
a forest of armpit hair to see.
You can use a spray, as you even said.
Yeah,
and that'll minimize clumping. But the new technology in deodorants. I mean, they've come a long way.
Oh, see, Hunter's rolling in with some biblical knowledge. He says, "I'm going to say female body hair happened because of the fall of man. It's a byproduct of sin. Could be."
Well. That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take.
So he's on team, let's not support January.
Not supporting January?
Exactly.
All right. Yes. Well, anyways, I'm just saying it's a thing. So if by chance one of your lady friends is deciding to, you know what, you guys got No Shave November, I'm doing January.
Maybe we just don't tell them.
Just let's tip your them. Hat to her and say, all right, you do you, baby boo.
At least it's not tank top season.
Yeah, see? There you go. And if you decide not to shave your legs, no one's going to know, except maybe your
That's
partner
not as
or
offensive to me.
Your person. Yeah. So, yeah. There you go.
Okay. This is just a crazy, scary situation. Juan Serrano, Army vet in Virginia, was on his way home from church. He'd been there with his wife. He kind of you know, woke up tired that morning, just kind of going through the motions, you know. He pulled over when he saw that there was a young guy on a bridge on I-95 there, asked if the guy needed a ride. But as soon as Serrano started to get a little closer, the kid jumped in the freezing water below.
Oof.
Lord, please let me help him. Please don't make this to be the end of his story. As I was approaching him and trying to offer him help, he started to like pacing towards the bridge and coming up and down. Then next thing I know, he just jumped.
And he came back up and called for help. So Serrano says he sprang into action from above.
That's when I look at my wife to call 911, and I just went after him. Just literally just jump. I didn't thought about it.
Yeah, wow. And it was pitch black that night. So it's against all odds, he was able to reach him either before or after the river kind of carried them a mile downstream, eventually landed them at the gates of a water treatment facility. He used his belt and the kid had a backpack on. And that's kind of how they, you know, he was able to get him out of the water.
Mm.
But he says, I was just a guy with my wife passing by. God put us there for a reason.
Wow.
And he's telling the story now because he's trying to raise awareness for mental health needs in communities.
All right, good for him.
All over. Yeah, just an amazing story. Have it up at WDJX.com.
To that Facebook Fight Theater.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so at Ben and Kelly Show, a great way to get a hold of us on Facebook. Thank you to those who tagged us in this Facebook fight, which really is a... Is it a love story or is it a story of redemption?
It could be both. Shout out to Cindy who actually tagged me in it. And this is pretty magical. It was a post put out there by Kristen and it reads,
if your man was in the Litchfield Walmart just now in a blue and black flannel, some skinny jeans with Red Wing boots, he was just on his knees in the middle of the aisle begging his ex to leave her fiance and take him back because his current girlfriend goes through his phone too much.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I stood flabbergasted in that pet food aisle looking for fish food for 27 minutes. I do not have a fish. It's too late for this nonsense. And then, as you can imagine,
oh, lots sure.
of people
the comments,
got invested.
For sure. There are hundreds of comments, Cody, and I thought my pickup game was whack. Listen, kneeling in the fish food aisle at Litchfield Walmart, not a bad place to start. That shows you've got commitment.
Maybe he just thought, I have to do this, and I have to do it now. This is the place. This is the time.
That's right.
Boots Downs says 27 minutes and not one video. That's wild.
I know. I mean, you couldn't even do a little sneaky little video there.
If you're hanging out for 27 minutes looking at fish food, I'm going to need you to do some low-key videoing.
Look, it doesn't take long for the comment section to start throwing out suggestions of who this person kneeling in the fish food aisle at the Litchfield 100%. Walmart is. Yeah. And Bryson says, well, description sounds a lot like Brandon.
Uh-oh. And then Caleb says, Bryson, yep. Can confirm.
Can confirm. And then Brandon jumps on and is like, you're ignorant.
George says, though, if he was dipping grizzly wintergreen, it would definitely be Brandon.
If 100%. He had a thing of dipping, yep. Oh my gosh.
And then Brandon's all like, fair enough.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Again, this is a dude that is kneeling in the Litchfield aisle.
Walmart.
Pet food aisle there in Walmart, begging his ex to get back with him because
his
girlfriend goes through his phone too much.
Yeah. So Samantha says, she tagged somebody named Amanda. This is what you're missing out. Amanda's all like, I don't know. We have dogs humping in the middle of Louisville Road and people driving on the wrong side of the road, but I would have loved to have seen this one.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and throw that picture of
there's receipts. Amanda's got the receipt in
That's
the form
right.
of a picture of a couple of dogs.
Listen,
in the throws of passion in the middle of the road.
That's right. That's right. I mean, that's in Bowling Green on Louisville Road. We understand sometimes when the throws of passion hit you.
Yeah.
Neither time nor place matter.
Yeah. No, Casey says, listen, this is true here in Louisville, LMLAL. I can confirm. So, yeah. A lot of people saw the dogs, too.
Yeah, yeah,
just
no.
A lot going on.
Listen, there is a lot going on here in the Litchfield Walmart. But what we really need to know is...
Did it work? I don't know if we're ever going to get closure to that story. Like, did she take him back? And did Kristen go ahead and buy a fish?
I know.
Because she looked at fish food for 27 minutes.
She sure did. So
there's a lot of unknown. Like, we have a lot of unfinished business with this story. I don't know if we're ever going to get resolution to.
Yeah. So anyways, we've shared this so you can see it for yourself and follow along on the drama.
It's magical.
At Ben and Kelly Show. Taylor says, I'm hollering. This is why I'm glad I moved away and found me my husband from a different state and a different aisle. Too messy for me. Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Oh, people were like ripping on his fashion, too. He's like, well, if you show up with skinny jeans and red wing boots, then you deserve to be made fun of.
Oh, come on now.
I know. Come on now. Fashion police rolling in. I mean, lots.
At the Litchfield Walmart. Come on now.
Absolutely. At least he was wearing clothes.
I guess
you don't always get that at Walmart.
All right. So there you go. That is Facebook Fight Theater here on 99.7 DJX. Again. You got a love story. You got a redemption story. You got dogs humping in the middle.
Love story in the animal kingdom.
In the middle of Louisville Road there in Bowling Green. This has got everything.
It's got everything.
Oh, shoot. At Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Around 7 o'clock, it's that search for love. Maybe in the middle of Louisville Road there in Bowling Green. Maybe not.
The dogs found it. Dogs found it. They didn't have to search anymore.
Before that, though, setting the bar story, we've all seen some creative ways residents have warned motorists about a pothole other than just like putting orange cones around it, right? Well, this neighborhood went viral for what they did. It is a setting the bar story to the actual city, all right?
Okay.
That is on the way. Hang on. So you know how Mickey Mouse went on public domain for the first time ever, the Steamboat Willie, right? It's 99.7 DJX, and after that announcement that Steamboat Willie hit public domain, almost immediately this trailer drops for Mickey's Mouse Trap. It's a horror movie.
Oh, no.
In the same vein as those, like the Winnie the Pooh sort of horror movie and the...
Why?
The Christopher Robin sort of horror movie.
Why are we ruining our childhood?
And I'll play for you just a little bit of the trailer, but it's just as campy and as cheesy as you may imagine. It's almost like the producers created this movie and just had it sitting. They couldn't release it because obviously not public domain. But once it went public domain, they were like, you know what? Green light, let's go.
Game on.
Put the phone down. Put the phone down, please.
So it kind of takes place in a, like an arcade, almost like a Chuck E. Cheese sort of like a building. And it kind of reminds me of, what is that, Friday Night at Freddy's or Fast Freddy or that sort of...
Five Nights at Freddy's?
Yeah, Five Nights at Freddy's. It kind of reminds me of that.
Gina, turn around, please, Gina!
I'll be right back.
Man, he's dead.
What?
Like, if he was in a horror movie, you'd never say, I'll be right back. Because then you don't.
Yeah, so... It's... Alex's 21st birthday. She's stuck at the little arcade on a late shift, so her friends decide to surprise her, but a masked killer dressed as Mickey Mouse decides to play a game of his own.
Oh, no.
So
where
the hell did he go?
Yeah. So it's kind of cheesy. No actors are in it that you'd recognize, but...
Well, of course no one's going to say yes to that.
So, anyways, we'll tweet out the trailer so you can see it, too. Again, it's the first image or likeness of Mickey Mouse Steamboat Willie since it hit public domain. So we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. All right, coming up next. It's a setting the bar story, and it involves a pothole.
Just a pothole?
Well, yes. It involves a pothole in Michigan.
All right.
And it's getting a lot of attention, and we'll explain why it's actually in the setting the bar lane. So, time of the show, it's called a setting the bar story. Kelly, explain what this is.
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we've seen creative ways people have warned motorists about potholes other than like putting orange cones around it. This neighborhood kind of went viral for what they did. So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting a pothole get so big that residents put a recliner in it, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. That's a big pothole.
Yeah, we're talking to you, North Beacon, Michigan.
Uh-oh.
This pothole there is getting attention. Someone literally stuck an entire recliner inside of the pothole and then, you know, took a picture and then it kind of blew up online. And from there, other pieces of furniture have sprouted up. Like, to the point where it's now an entire living room scene.
Oh, great.
Created outdoors around this pothole. So I hear a couple guys, Ben and Corey, talking about visiting the pothole and what they saw.
We've got speakers, a Charlie Brown Christmas tree, and we have some really nice cones that accentuate the chair. That's actually how I'm going to redesign my living room. Road infrastructure really sinks. You know, with all these potholes.
I don't want someone's car to get broken. I don't want something bad to happen.
Get people out here and hopefully inspire the city to make some changes.
Yeah, so the city says and claims that the pothole is on private property. It's not on one of their roads.
Really?
Yeah, but is in contact with the property owner to try to get this issue resolved. So.
Wow.
Yeah, anyways.
I mean, Grand Haven is where my sister got married. So, charming area,
mm-hmm.
Grand Haven, Michigan. Really so sweet, but just that's an unsightly pothole.
Watch out for the potholes, though.
Yeah. So,
again, if you're a city council member or you're in city planning or whatever, and within the sound of my voice, don't let the potholes get so big that residents can put recliners in them, okay?
Yeah.
And that is your setting the bar story here on 99.7 EJX.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Shall I?
Sure.
It says, I'm so sorry the light turned green, woman for man.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Already. To the man last night who was so romantically opened his car window, put his fingers up to his mouth and tantalized me by the gestures you made. I'm so sorry that the light turned green. You had to drive off.
Oh, no.
In a perfect world, the light, sensing the intense chemistry between us, would have remained red forever. So I could gaze at your amorous gesture all night long. But alas, traffic waits for no one, not even two soulmates, as I truly believe we are.
Oh.
Greeting one another for the first time.
Oh, my.
You must have thought I was really beautiful because you were too sweet and shy to say anything more to me than hot honey mama as you gestured in my direction. Now, while we both know that every girl loves to hear these sweet words whispered in her ear or in our case shouted to her from a mid 80s Camry. Why not throw in a phone number next time?
Yeah.
That way, I don't have to send you this open love letter in front of all these strangers.
Oh, no.
Just the thought of sharing our moment of passion with them makes me blush. Whoever you are, your mama obviously taught you how to treat a lady.
Okay.
Please pass on my congratulations to her for raising a true gentleman.
Uh-huh.
Believe me, men like you are few and far between.
Yes.
P.S. I hope you don't do this to all the girls in the neighborhood. Please don't. You'll drive me mad with jealousy. Love, the girl who you said hot honey mama to last night.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I can't tell if she's being serious or if that's tongue-in-cheek.
I don't know. Maybe he's hot enough to get away with it? Oh, I don't know. Shoot. I'm not sure. The jury's out on that one.
Your mid-80s Camry. Hot honey mama. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
All right, this is Man for Woman, title Clean Up on Aisle Love.
OMG.
You were the cute punk-looking girl stocking up on Activia.
Oh.
Isn't that the yogurt that is for upset tummies?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's some issues.
All right, start again. You were the cute punk-looking girl stocking up on Activia.
It's tasty, though.
I don't know why you were filling up your cart with arms full of yogurt. Maybe you're dealing with a blockage? Thumbs up. I don't know why.
Thumbs up for a blockage? What?
Oh. I was the bald guy cruising by you in one of those grocery store motorized scooters.
Oh, wow.
FYI, I don't have a problem walking or anything. I just like it because why not get your groceries in style?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have, to be honest, wanted to ride around in one of those too, but.
You might remember when I pulled up and asked if you could get me that jar of bread and butter pickles.
Oh, yeah, because she's taller.
As I watched you reach for it on the top shelf, that's when I caught a whiff of your scent.
Oh.
It smelled familiar. Do you use Summer's Eve Clinical Strength Deodorant?
What? Summer's Eve? That's a downstairs deodorant.
I believe you may, because my mom uses the exact Ooh. Same stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Great choice, by the way.
No.
I suddenly became nervous, so I clumsily asked about all the yogurt by pointing at your stash and muttering the words, "You hungry?" You
Ow.
Replied that you were not buying those yogurts to eat. Then you smirked and walked away.
What does that mean? What are we using the yogurt for?
That statement both confused and aroused me.
All righty then.
I've lost sleep thinking about what you could be doing with all that yogurt.
Oh my.
Please, let's meet up again so I can find out.
Okay.
Wow, these Listen. Two are... Extra.
The fact that he knows the scent of the Summer's Eve really disturbs me.
So listen, whether you're looking for the guy in the mid-80s Camry whispering hot honey mama to you, or mm-hmm. you're looking for the woman with the grocery cart full of Activia.
Listen, the black cherry's tasty. I'll say that.
It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, wow.
Now, Kelly, you said this is almost like an update from a year ago.
It is an update. So do you remember a guy by the name of Kevin Ford from June of 2022?
All right, remind me.
We first talked to him. He was a Burger King worker who was a coworker had posted on TikTok him showing off a small goodie bag that he received from Burger King for 27 years of work and never missing one shift.
I do remember that. Yes.
Okay. So he got like movie tickets, coffee cup, some pens, Starburst and a lanyard. And again, never missed a day of work mm-hmm. and it got a lot of attention. A lot of people were like, listen, he deserves way more than that. And so his daughter started the GoFundMe and that ballooned big time, raised $440,000.
Wow.
And now with that money, he has bought his first home in Nevada.
Oh, good for him.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
And he's just like, I just want to thank everybody for being part of this miracle. And he was still like going to work, even after all that attention. I mean, he was on the Today Show and giving all sorts of interviews. I mean, he was everywhere for a hot second. And, you know, he was going to be using that kind of towards retirement, but he was still working and he was even driving like Uber and DoorDash on the weekends as well to make ends meet. So he still continued doing that quite a bit, but now he is a homeowner and that is such a great update to that story. Cause you always wonder, like, once people get these huge GoFundMes that blow up and they go viral and all the things, like, you never really hear what ends up happening with that money. And now you know.
There you go.
Yeah, pretty cool. We will get the story up at WDJX.com.
And so that is on the way.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, so we have to try to help him figure this out. Liam is coming to us with kind of an idea on how to fix his karma. Hey, Ben and Kelly, first of all, love your show. kind of reaching out to you to prove a point to my friend.
Okay.
So as part of my quest this year to cleanse my karma in the dating world, I've decided to reach out to the women in my past and apologize.
Okay.
Mainly because I feel the energy has shifted for me, and the reason I can't find a good woman today is because of my past as being a crappy boyfriend. I can admit to that now.
Okay, that's good.
So I want to find my ex-girlfriends and apologize for doing them wrong to kind of balance my karma.
Mm-hmm.
And that would include apologizing for cheating on my ex-fiance.
Ooh.
My friend thinks this is a terrible idea all around, and especially terrible to my ex-fiance because she had no idea what even happened.
Oh, gosh.
Can you ask your female listeners if they would want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Would they want the apology? Thank you. I need my friend to hear that a reformed bad boyfriend can apologize his way into being a good boyfriend to someone in the future. I can already feel my karma shifting, LOL.
Kelly, you're a woman. Would you want to hear from an ex who wanted to apologize?
If I didn't know that he cheated, I feel like...
Well, let's start with an easier one.
I don't want to know.
What if he wasn't your fiance? What if he was just a guy who ended up dumping you and wanted to come back and apologize for being kind of a crummy boyfriend?
I don't really want to hear from them. I think it's not a good idea. If the door's been closed for a while, she's moved on, everybody's fine in their lives, I don't think it's necessary to open up old wounds because it's just to make him feel better.
Yeah, I mean, I see that it is kind of a selfish thing, but he also says it is a selfish thing. He says he's wanting to change his karma, and he's wanting to put the good juju back in his life and in his dating world by, you know, maybe righting the wrongs of his past and moving forward and hoping that that good will bleed over to his future and help him out. I don't know.
I get it, but I feel like if she didn't know he cheated, I don't think that's going to help her now to find that out.
Okay, were you ever a girlfriend or a boyfriend who was contacted by an ex to apologize? Or maybe you were the Liam in this situation and you reached out to an ex because you wanted to right a wrong and you're like, you felt bad and it was weighing on you. How did that turn out, and did it help? I don't know.
I feel like it could be dicey because if it might open up like the door to them thinking, oh, he wants me back.
You think?
So that could be confusing.
Maybe. All right.
It all depends on how he does it.
502-795-1997. Would love to hear your take on this, especially if you were the one who apologized or had an apology thrust upon them. Group Therapy Liam kicking off the new year by trying to shift his karma in the dating world. He's wanting to reach out to his exes and apologize for being a jerk, including his ex-fiance who he cheated on behind her back.
Yeah, she never knew that happened. And he's all like, should I tell her? No, I think we're all united in no, she doesn't need to know at this point, because what is that going to do for her?
Yeah, but were you ever a person who reached out to an ex to apologize, or were you the apology? What happened with you, Tracy?
And my advice, for what it's worth, is I would probably let it be. I have had someone contact me from the past that turned out to be another total, utter disaster, and I have been the one that's contacted somebody from the past, and either way, it turned out badly.
Oh, so...
Okay.
Let it go.
Yeah, in this case, just let what's in the past be in the past and move forward.
Exactly. It sounds like he needs to learn to forgive himself.
Tracy, thank you.
You're welcome.
Andrew, the love doctor.
What's going on, brother?
All right. So what's your take on this?
This guy, no. The answer's no. Don't reach out. And here's a couple of reasons why. You don't know what kind of relationship they're in now. Are they married?
Yes.
Are they in a serious relationship? There's so much other collateral damage that can occur by him reaching out. Now, even if he cheated, she doesn't need to hear that. Her life is great. She's moved on. Why would you want to hurt her again?
Yes.
In a different way.
Yes.
By doing that, number one. Number two, if he wants to release the bad karma, there's an easier way. Write a letter to each girlfriend, ex-girlfriend, that he wronged in his eyes and he wants to apologize to, say everything you want to say, light that bad boy up, burn it, and trash it. That releases all that energy for him.
There you go.
Yeah, good.
Send it to the universe, but they don't need to know.
They don't need to know. Past is the past. You can't. You're not there. You don't live there. Move forward. He's going to do nothing but stir up a lot of bad emotion, and he doesn't want to do that, especially the people that he's trying to apologize to. He's going to make it worse for them.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, you sounded a little like a Tony Melito commercial there. The past is in the past.
The past is in the past there, Ben. Absolutely, brother.
All right, buddy. Hey, thank you, Andrew.
Keep on loving.
All right, see you, buddy.
See, he needs his own show.
That's right. Hey, Dave.
Yo.
All right, so what's your take, man?
Okay, so I have had a girl that I dated, you know, call me up after the fact and let me know that she did some stuff that was not good.
Right.
And it didn't really help me at all, you know?
And, yeah.
I mean, and, you know, he's wanting to clear his karma. That's not how karma works. You know, karma is all about you putting good into the universe, not you doing things to make yourself feel better.
Yeah, being better moving forward. Yes.
You know, Dave, a lot of people are kind of echoing what you're saying. And just it's like, you know what, man, you got to just move on. You can't reach back out to these people.
Yeah, I mean, there may be, I don't know how many exes this guy's got, but there may be one or two that actually appreciate an apology for, you know, setting her couch on fire or whatever it is that he did to her. But most of them, they've moved on. They don't care.
All right.
Yeah, it's just opening old wounds, and it's not going to serve anybody but maybe just him.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Lisa says he needs to not apologize to anyone until the apology is actually for them. You know, in this case, the apology is going to be for him, just to make himself feel better. Dalton says, coming from a guy, my ex-girlfriend texted to apologize. And honestly, it made it hard because it was like a year after the fact. So I kind of had my hopes up. And she texted, maybe this can go somewhere again. And I was like, no, LOL. So, yeah, there can be some confusion there. Now, Heather says, I was in a long-term relationship for 6.5 years and left. A year later, he called me out of the blue and told me he'd been going to therapy and wanted to apologize for cheating on me and everything else he had done during our relationship. I was already with another person, but I still appreciated the apology. We were engaged to get married, but I couldn't do it because of the gut-sinking feeling I had about him cheating. Turns out I was right.
Oh, wow.
So she's like the one person out of all these that have said that she appreciated it. But most people, it would kind of be a little confusing even maybe. Like people might get the wrong idea that he's trying to come back around and fire things up again.
We'll end it with Mallory's text who says, that's the stupidest and most selfish thing I've ever heard. All right. So thank you, Mallory, for that that exclamation point on this. Yeah, I think, you know what? Everybody is saying, you know what, man? I like Andrew the Love Doctor's suggestion of write it down. Put it in an email or put it in an actual letter.
No, you'd accidentally might send it. No, just write it down on paper and then burn it.
Yeah.
Nice little fire pit action. Make some s'mores. And then just make a vow to learn from your past mistakes and be better moving forward. That's it. A lot of people are saying that's how karma works. It's, you know, but you put good out into the community, you'll get good back.
Put good out in the community, you get good back. Yep. Yeah. That's good. All right. Well, hey, Liam, hopefully that does make the point to you, but maybe more to your friend.
It's abort mission.
And then
that's what we're saying.
Instead of to your point. So, yeah.
Abort mission.
All right, man. Good luck with that. Keep us posted. And may you find a wonderful person in 2024 for you.
And may you be a better boyfriend.
There you go. That's group therapy. I thought I was going to have to call 911 yesterday.
Why?
It's 99.7 DJX. Now, in my younger years, I was a big someone else will handle it kind of guy. A story that you always love to bring up and remind me of is when I was driving late at night on the interstate, not a lot of traffic around. I saw illuminated coming in the opposite direction, a car on fire. Picked up my phone, dialed 911, then set it back down, didn't hit send, thought, you know what? Someone else surely would have called already. I'm trying to change.
Okay.
Okay.
So moving forward, you have vowed to, like, you know what? I'm going to hit send in those situations.
Maybe
someone else didn't call yet.
Maybe. Fast forward to yesterday. I'm walking my dog in the neighborhood, right? Pass by a car parked in a driveway. The driver's door is open. There's a bag of Skyline chili on the ground outside the door.
On the ground?
Yeah, a to-go cup on the roof. And the driver's in the driver's seat. The driver's leg is kind of hanging out of the car, and he wasn't really moving. And I'm like, that was a little suspicious to me. I'm just kind of walking by him, staring at him the entire time, passing by his house.
He's not moving at all?
No, he didn't move. And I was like, maybe he's asleep. I kept thinking about it on my walk, right? And decided, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to circle back around and see if he's still there. So it's been about 30 minutes, right? And Wait again.
We passed by the first time.
And I did nothing. Yes.
And said, maybe it's fine. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I passed by the first time, and I'm like, okay, well, there's, you know, three doors down, there is a neighbor out on his porch just on the phone, and there's another person who's walking in the neighborhood, too.
They don't seem alarmed. I shouldn't be either.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
So, yes, first time around, I looked at the dude, and I'm like, not moving. Maybe he's asleep, hopefully. And so I just continued on. So about 30 minutes passed, right? And I'm reapproaching the car, this time from the opposite side, right? And as I'm coming up on it, I kind of see the cup still on the roof of the car. And I can see, you know, under the car a little bit, because I'm coming up from the passenger side this time. I can see his legs still hanging out of the car. And I'm like, oh, gosh. And so, like, my mind is racing at this point. I'm like, oh, man, did this guy have, like, a heart attack? Am I going to have to call 911? How long?
At this point, have you decided to engage? Like, are we going to get a closer look? Are we going to say, hey, sir, everything okay?
Well, yes. In my mind, I'm thinking, okay, so I'm going to get up to the car and I'm going to go up to him and say, you know, hey, buddy, you all right? Everything okay? You know, I passed by earlier. You weren't moving. I just wanted to make sure everything was fine. And in my mind, that's where my mind was at this point, right? And also at the same time, I'm wondering, man, how long is this going to take? Like, if I have
Seriously?
If I have to actually call 911, I'm going to have to sit there and wait. Or I'm going to have to, like this is also, snacks. See, this is my old self creeping back into my new self. My old self is going, oh man, this
what
is going to take forever.
What kind of a time commitment is this going to get me involved in?
Yes.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So anyways, I'm staring. I'm intently staring at this car as I start to pass the car again. But this time I hear the car start and then stop, start again and then stop. And I clearly see him moving inside the car this time. So apparently this guy might have been like working on his car. He wasn't dead. So that's good.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
That's good. But intent and still I'm like, as I'm passing him, I'm still kind of looking at him. He is fidgeting with his keys. I'm seeing now the brake lights go on and off of the car. So he's clearly like,
He's doing things.
There is motion. He's not in cardiac arrest.
Good.
Skyline chili wasn't his last meal. He's good.
Oh, this is great news. And you didn't have to say anything. Which is even better for you.
I was going to say, I didn't. Yeah. Well, at that point, I didn't feel like I needed to go up to him and go, hey, you know, I had just gone by about a half an hour ago.
I thought you were dead.
Glad to see you're up and moving and working on your car. See, and I also thought if I did do that, then he might ask me to help him work on his car, which
right.
I don't want to do that either.
Not my wheelhouse.
That's not my wheelhouse. So anyways,
okay.
I almost had to call 911 yesterday, and I feel like in my soul, if it came to it, my conscience would have won out over the how long is this going to take.
But 30 minutes later.
Yeah, 30 minutes later.
The first time yes, you passed yes. when you didn't see the movement and it was much more of an iffy situation, we still passed it by.
Well, yeah, I passed it by the first time and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to earmark that. And even though I didn't have to. Listen, Kelly, even though I didn't have to circle back around, uh-huh. I did anyways because.
That's great. You changed the route.
Because, again, knew me.
Yeah.
Knew me. Taking yep. action me
right.
was going to make sure that this guy was okay. So.
Okay, that's great. All right,
so anyway,
Bethany's like, I wonder if Skyline Chili Guy is listening, LOL.
Well, hopefully he is, and he knows that he has caring neighbors.
Yes. Yes.
Anyways.
Oh, and Sarah from Bard sounds like Skyline Chili is a top contender for a last meal for me.
I mean, so, I was going to say, if he's going to go out, Skyline Chili, not a bad way to go. You know, I mean, that's...
Nicole is like, Jesus, fix it. You're just leaving it up to the big. You know what? If Jesus wills it to happen, he's going to take care of it.
Sure.
And I'm just going to continue.
And then, you know what? If he doesn't, I'm there a close second.
Okay, great.
All right, there you go. That's my story on why I almost had to call 911 yesterday.
Thank goodness you didn't.
Come on now. Wait, all these
texts are almost a little bit better. And it would almost be a little bit better if you did call 911 and you're having a conversation with the 911 dispatcher and you're trying to like work it out with them. Like, do I do anything? Do I walk up?
Well, the 911 dispatcher is obviously a professional, is obviously going to steer me in the right direction while they're calling authorities and EMS to the scene.
But at least then we'd have a recording of it. And we could hear your conversation, which would have been a little bit better.
Got a text from another listener. If minding your business was a Ben Davis story, yes, that would be it. All right, thank you. All right, moving on. Just know, if you're in my neighborhood, I got your back, all right?
He's going to watch you.
I'll watch you.
Might not do anything.
As we dive into the DMs, at Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. Beth reached out.
Yep, she says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I've got an interesting situation I'd love your opinion on. My husband and I have been friends with our next door neighbors. We'll call them Henry and Flo, in quotes, for many years. They're about the same age as we are, maybe a little older. Anyway, when our daughter graduated from college, I didn't think much about it, but Henry gave her a bracelet. He said it was for her graduation.
Okay.
After that, he started giving her other expensive items for birthdays and such. Now, I know our daughter should not have accepted these gifts, but she thought Henry was just a nice older guy.
Mm-hmm.
Then one day, he actually asked my daughter if she would like to go out with him sometime.
Yeah.
She told him it wouldn't be appropriate, thank goodness. But now I feel uncomfortable around my neighbors. Like, how involved do you think I should get? Is this my business to tell Flo? I have a feeling that some of the items may have come from her jewelry box.
Yeah.
What would you do? Thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
Wow.
I mean, kudos to her daughter for, you know, shutting down the situation.
Well, yeah, and you know, depending, especially how long they've been neighbors, like the daughter probably is like, yeah, no, there's no way I'm going to go out with you. Like,
right, but because, and I guess the gifts are kind of, and puts her in an awkward position. You don't want to upset them or hurt their feelings.
Maybe they need to have their feelings hurt.
Maybe. The first bracelet, okay, graduation, people.
Yeah.
That's not super unusual. But then the continued gifts.
And it's like, hey.
Gets weird.
Honey, do you know where my necklace is? Do you know where my bracelet is?
You must have lost it. Why don't you keep track of your stuff?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I don't know. I think as far as if mom intervenes, if Beth intervenes to say something, I don't know.
What?
Unless you're there to witness it and something else happens. But, you know, I don't know if Beth's daughter is living with them right now. She just graduated from college. So I don't know if
she's maybe not.
Still living at home and there could be the potential for more interactions. And if that's the case, maybe at that point we step in and say something to Henry.
Mm.
I don't know if we go to Flo.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably, I feel like we are just going around in circles and we're not actually telling her anything. So that's awkward.
And they've been friends for many, many years. So it's not like it's just a new situation. These new neighbors, these strangers moved in and they're being inappropriate.
Right.
That's a lot easier to address, I think.
Yeah. Help Kelly and I come up with words to tell Beth, because obviously we have none. All right.
We're both non-confrontational people.
All right. 502-795-1997. What would you do in this instance? Have you been in an instance where you've had to approach an inappropriate neighbor or someone who's been like that? I don't know. 502-795-1997. We'll get to those stories next. Interesting DM from Beth, who feels uncomfortable around her neighbors because the neighbor husband has been showering their adult daughter with gifts and even asked her out. Now she's kind of wanting to know how involved she should be in getting this out in the open. Megan said, well, you go to the wife. She had to put herself in her shoes. Would she want to know? Hey, your husband's a turd. Handle it. That's funny. Bethany texted and said, I don't know what I thought the neighbor problem was going to be, but it wasn't this. I thought it was going to be something like the neighbors are nudists or something. That might have been more fun. I got to be honest.
Yeah, so something like that they're doing that is awkward and you don't like it. And do you say anything? Well, it is kind of something they're doing.
Sarah, now Kelly and I couldn't really find words to help her out. What is your suggestion?
So you send a card thanking them for being such a great part of their child's life. And you thank them for all the wonderful gifts they've given her and the invitations for dinner. And it's been, you know, they're just awesome neighbors. And you kind of put it right out there and you let them do with it what they want.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because then Flo will get the info.
You've done nothing rude.
Exactly.
You've made everybody aware of the gifts and the offers of dinner.
Oh, that's perfect.
And they've been a huge part of their family's lives, and they really appreciate and love them as neighbors. And
okay.
Shower them with gratitude. I like it. I like it, because then you'll find out, Flo will be able to handle it then. If she was unaware of all the gifts, she'll ask Henry, and then it'll be handled. Yes.
And he knows you know.
Yeah, Sarah, that's a much better solution than what Kelly and I tried to come up with.
We're going to save a number. We'll call you next time.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Thanks, Sarah. So, yeah, I think that's maybe what we do. I love that.
That's a great idea.
So, yeah, we send them a little thank you card, a little Happy New Year card, and say, hey, thank you so much for being a friend to our daughter. Thank you for the offers for dinner, the necklace, the bracelet, all of the jewelry.
Now, the only downfall is if Henry's the one that gets the mail, reads it, and throws it away, and then Flo doesn't know still.
Either that or you walk it over to them.
Oh, yeah.
And you hand it to them and say, Happy New Year, neighbor.
Make some brownies.
Here you go, Flo. Here's a nice card.
Yes. Okay, right. I like that idea.
And then please keep us posted on what happens when you do that.
Follow up.
That would be great. All right, there you go. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 EJX. And for this to happen at midnight New Year's Eve. Oh, that's why this is a setting the bar story on the way here on 99.7 DJX. These are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without launching fireworks at your New Year's Eve celebration that gets so smoky no one there in attendance can see, you're doing okay.
Oh, that's not great. I mean, you're supposed to be outside doing that, right?
Right, well, this would be Seattle. And the famed Space Needle there in Seattle, where they launched their New Year's Eve fireworks from the Space Needle. But here was the thing. It got so smoky that it ended up blocking the view within seconds. So you couldn't even see the building. Here's some.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, listen to this.
This is a disaster.
Where the Space Needle go?
Pretty.
Yeah. but yeah, I guess on TV it appeared like the Space Needle was just completely obliterated.
There were other
videos online where it looked like the Space Needle had just disappeared completely.
So they were setting them off from the Space Needle, yet people were in there to watch?
Yeah, and Listen,
that wasn't the best setup. They should have thought about that. Like, you, why don't you set them off like on the water or something, right?
Yeah, maybe. Then, I mean, in the past,
and then you have a great vantage point if you're in the Space Needle.
I guess in the past, it's been all right. And this is something that they've done for years there in Seattle. But it got so bad that Washington's Emergency Management Department had to post a photo and reassure people that the Space Needle did not actually get destroyed. It was still there.
Oh, good. And the people inside were fine. They just didn't really get to see much.
Yeah. So it was a combination of the smoke and fog that caused all the issues, and the sulfur from the fireworks created fog because it was so humid out. And so, yeah, it was just a combination of errors there that created that. But yeah, to happen midnight New Year's Eve, man.
Oh, dang it. And you know they had to drop some coin on that.
Oh,
too.
For sure. Like, 100%.
Yeah, yeah. That was probably a pricey display that nobody got to enjoy.
Right. Or at least they were like, wait, hang on. The cool part about this is the fact that we can see the Space Needle in the background, and that's no longer there. So
yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Oh. Anyways, that's your State of the Bar story. So if you can manage to make it through the day without launching fireworks at your New Year's Eve celebration that gets so smoky no one can see it, well, then you're doing okay.
That is unfortunate.
Yep, that's your Setting the Bar on 99.7 DJX.